Good evening, I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2020. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast, Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Good evening, everyone. As noted on the NZART website and the NZART Facebook page, NZART HQ reopened on Monday, 15 June, under Level 1. Debbie has returned to the new normal we are all experiencing now, and while not as cosy as a home office, I'm sure is glad to be back. The project to deliver digital TV by Montreca Branch is still progressing, and at this stage I have no new information to pass on. Local body liaison officer Douglas Burt, 01BFS, reports that the appeal to the Whangarei District Council plan is now underway. NZART is financially underwriting the appeal, but we will be seeking financial support from those clubs and branches directly affected by this plan. If any member wishes to contribute to this fighting fund, then please contact Debbie at NZART HQ, who will gladly give you the bank account details to deposit any funds into. This will not be an inexpensive action to undertake, as similar actions in the past have shown. However, we must protect our position and the use of the radio spectrum. On the 5 MHz or 60 metre band trial, I'm pleased to announce that the process is almost complete with New Zealand Defence Force. I expect later this year that we should have the agreement signed and the 5 MHz frequencies added to the amateur general radio user licence. Until such time as this is announced, if not already, you must hold a sub-licence to use this band. The sub-licence can be obtained by contacting Debbie at NZART HQ. It is a free service whether you are an NZART member or not. The forms are also available on the NZART site and must be submitted to NZART prior to using the band. Another reminder that NZART AGM is on 5 September 2020 in Wellington. To attend this AGM, you must be a financial member of NZART. It is not open to non-members. So get booking those travel arrangements now if you are attending. Debbie will have sent out to the branches the usual pre-AGM mailer. I cannot emphasise enough the need to return to Debbie your proxy voting details. These will be needed to ensure that we hold the AGM with the required quorum. Finally, the use of the special prefix ZM instead of ZL will cease as of midnight on 30 June 2020. This was applied for during the lockdown, but as we have now moved to Level 1, the special prefix is no longer required. I expect the use of this prefix provided you with many additional contacts over the Level 4 and Level 3 lockdown periods in particular. Thanks to Paul, ZL4TT, for suggesting we do this back in March. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark, the President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The 2020 Memorial Contest will be held over the first weekend in July. That's next weekend, Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th. This contest was first held in 1946, and in that year was known as the Victory Contest. Its purpose was to commemorate those New Zealand hams who lost their lives during World War II. You can find all the details and the rules on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz. Look under the calendar dates on the top right-hand corner of the opening web page. For our NZART Business Managers Monthly Update now, we return to Upper Hutt, and it's a welcome to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As previously mentioned by your president, Mark, ZL2UFI, if your branch is unable to be represented at the AGM in September, please forward your branch decisions on the remit that will be placed at the meeting as soon as possible after your branch meeting. On this note, I also need to hear from anyone who is considering attending the AGM by the 1st of August so that I can ensure catering is adequate for the numbers attending. There is no charge to attend the AGM, and all refreshments will be paid for by NZART. All branches should now have received their circular from me, which included NZART membership figures for your branch. If you have not received it, please check your branch mailing list on the NZART webpage under the banner Contact, then Branch or Club Map. Click on the flag that relates to your branch, then the full branch listing. What is displayed in the postal address for your branch is the exact information I used to post the circulars to. If this is incorrect, then I need to hear from you as soon as possible. As COVID-19 is still lurking in our midst, I urge all branches undertaking ham cram weekends to take the necessary precautions to ensure you and your candidates are safe. Where possible, keep a record of all in attendance and times. Maintain at least 1 metre distance between candidates. And most importantly, do not allow anyone to attend if they are unwell. And lastly, Mark also mentioned that progress on the permanent allocation of the 5 MHz frequency is looking very favourable. Those who have already applied and been granted access by way of completing the form do not have to reapply to use this frequency. You can check to see if your name and call sign are listed on the NZART website under the info banner 60 metre trial, then 60 metre sub-licence holders. At present, there are 215 registered users. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. This year's Sangster Shield Contest was held on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of May. The contest coordinator, Glenn ZL2KZ, reports as follows. 15 branches were active in the contest, with 23 stations on air and 19 entries received. Band conditions were improved this year, and almost all entrants exceeded their last year's scores, with the top 11 working all available branches. To results and the Sangster Shield Open Section winner, congratulations to long-time contestant Paul Slarko, ZL1PC, who exceeds his own record and gains a new milestone in the Roll of Honour in being the first ever entrant to record 6 open section wins. Paul's first win was in 1999, and he has appeared in the open section podium an impressive 10 times to date. A very close second place goes to Paul Barrett, ZL1XH. Third place in the open section goes to Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ, who was also the first Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy winner this year. Second in the South Island, Grant Daniel, ZL2GD, and third for the South Island is Barry Davenport, ZL2LN. Now, the Transistor Trophy, first-time Sangster entrant, is awarded to Gavin Williams, ZL1BBW, who has entered other contests but never previously attempted the Sangster. The Branch Award will head to Branch 28 Whangarei, which fielded 4 contest entrants this year. Branch 22 Marlborough was the only other qualifying branch with 3 entrants. So that's the results for the 2020 Sangster Shield Contest, supplied by organiser Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. Thank you, Glenn. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The eyeball QSO is making a comeback down under. Here's Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, with the details.
Face-to-face exams are returning for amateurs and licensed candidates as exam locations put strict guidelines into place. The Australian Maritime College, which administers the exams for the Australian Communications and Media Authority, has announced that assessors will be able to proceed with the exams provided there is a COVID-safe plan and compliance is assured. The AMC's amateur radio office must approve all exam sessions in advance and will not accept papers if it believes they were exposed to unsafe conditions. In response to the pandemic, exams have been given via remote assessments, which required oversight by approved Level 3 AMC assessors. Clubs, meanwhile, are also restoring to some normality, In New South Wales, the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club is preparing to reopen its clubrooms on the 4th of July, when it plans to hold its first face-to-face general business meeting since the start of the pandemic. There are maximum occupancy limitations, however. The meeting will also be available online for members who prefer to attend via a teleconference platform. The reopening and safety guidelines have been set forth by the New South Wales Government. Health orders which require strict compliance with sanitising procedures, as well as collecting the names and other details of attendees for tracking purposes. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
Summer has arrived in many parts of the world, but before you curse the humidity that often accompanies the season, think of what that water vapor might be able to do for your operating power with your radio. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, reports on some of the promising research going on in Israel.
What happens when water molecules interact with metal surfaces? The result is nothing short of electric. So say researchers at Tel Aviv University, who've just completed a study into how the atmosphere's water vapor might just provide a renewable energy source. Soda enthusiasts and other portable radio operators, are you listening? The study from the university's Porter School of the Environment and Earth Sciences, published recently in Nature Scientific Reports, pursued the evolution of electricity in thunderstorms, noting how it morphs from vapor to droplets to ice and eventually spurs formation of the electricity we know as lightning. The researchers used a small low-voltage battery to determine voltage buildup between two discrete metal surfaces and found that when the environmental humidity dropped below 60%, so did the voltage. With humidity able to charge surfaces to as high as 1 volt, researcher Colin Price says he believes this process could eventually help develop batteries that could be recharged using water vapor in the air, provided the humidity is a very tropical 60% or higher. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Because some of the most important things hams have to say to one another can often happen when they're not on the air, two national radio organizations are looking for help in getting the word out about their print and online publications. Ed Durant, DD5LP, explains.
The NRRL, Norway's National Amateur Radio Organisation, is in search of an editor to oversee its members' magazine, Bladet Amateur Radio, which publishes six times a year. A notice posted online said that the magazine, which is published in the Norwegian language, is considered a cornerstone of the league and major benefit to league membership. The editor will be responsible for planning and production, as well as collaboration on content. Application deadline is September 1st. Interested amateurs can direct their questions to nrrl@nrrl.no. Questions can also be directed to the current editor at Bullen, B-U-L-L-E-N, at nrrl.no. In Australia, the Wireless Institute of Australia is looking for candidates to take over the helm of AR Magazine, which has not published since its January/February edition of this year. The position of Editor-in-Chief has remained vacant since Editor-in-Chief Harry, VK6YBZ, resigned for health reasons last year. The WIA is looking for members who can assist with editorial or proofreading skills. Interested candidates can email the AR Publications Group Secretary at secretary@wia.org.au. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Early notice tonight that New Plymouth Branch 27 will be hosting their annual junk sale on the 26th of September. The venue once again is the Mangaray Memorial Hall on the corner of Kent Road and State Highway 3, New Plymouth. Sellers from 8 a.m, buyers will be admitted to the hall at 10 a.m. Tables are available for $20 each. To book, contact secretary@zl2ab.com. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Around the Branch segment for another month. And we start from the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART. And the next event is on Wednesday the 22nd of July, and that's a midwinter dinner at the Brick Lane, starting 6:30pm. The next meeting of Napier Branch 25 NZART is on Wednesday the 1st of July, 7:30pm at the Latham Street Clubrooms. There is one remit to the NZART AGM to vote on, and then Dave ZL2DW will give a talk about his radio career and perhaps some real-life stories and local history thrown in. Also, there is the Napier and Hastings Mid-Year Christmas Tea on Friday the 24th of July at 6pm at the Napier RSA. Bookings to David ZL2DW. Nelson Amateur Radio Club, Branch 26 NZART, will be holding a mid-year luncheon on Saturday the 18th of July at a restaurant in Nelson City. Advance bookings will not be necessary. On Sunday the 19th of July, the second in a series of monthly VHF fox hunts will be held. Register your participation at 1pm on the day on the 7025 repeater. The hunt will begin at 1:30pm, and the details for both of these events will be in the Branch 26 newsletter, CQ Nelson, due out on the 7th of July. To Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22. There'll be a midwinter dinner on the 12th of July at the Dodson Street Restaurant and Bar. 11:30am for drinks, lunch at 12 noon. Please reply by the 8th of July, and you can see contact details for this in your newsletter. And finally, to Christchurch Branch 05, which has its next meeting on Wednesday the 1st of July at the brand new club rooms at 5 Idris Road. Michael ZL3AX is going to demonstrate his all-band HF radio that he constructed himself using a pair of Arduino Nano boards as the control brains. Come along and be amazed. Well, Jim, that's all for me for another month.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 26th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for June 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.